Great to see all of you gathered here this morning once again to celebrate God's love for us through his son Jesus. And you know, one of the first things we recall about this church, Peace Lutheran Church, is that we are a church family. Dottie would correct me when I first came to Peace. She'd say, Peace Lutheran Church, she'd stop me mid-sentence and say, it's a family, not just a church. And we know that that's true, that Jesus brings us together as a family. But in a very real way, as we look around here this morning, we see the blessing of our congregation. The blessing is that we have pretty much every generation represented in this church. We have older, seasoned veterans, and we have children and youth. Not all churches can celebrate or even
have that opportunity to recognize that.
In our worship here this morning, our children and youth are leading us in worship, in the reading, in the ushering, in the greeting. Be sure to thank them for the role that they play here this morning, because it is a truly a blessing. Before we begin, just a few announcements to share. We do have some really important events coming up here at Peace that I want to highlight. Callie has these in the announcements, and they were up here as well, but just want to make sure they're on your radar. This Thursday at noon is the Chamber of Commerce meeting in the Fellowship Hall. I can't remember who's catering the lunch. It's $10 to attend. All are welcome to attend. The president of Plymouth Open Art Studios, which is the next two weekends here in Peace, is coming to describe this event and also let us know about those different happenings and locations here in Plymouth. So please come and attend this lunch. You're invited to attend. Let Oscar know if you are going to attend, though. Are you going to be coming that? Yeah. So let Oscar know if you plan on coming that Thursday. Friday, October 18th, there's a blood drive at Peace. If you're feeling like your hemoglobin is just thriving, look to donate or come and volunteer. I think we've got most of it set, but see Ellen Holroyd or email Ellen if you have a desire to be a part of that. That's Friday, October 18th. And then finally, the following Wednesday, that's Wednesday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., we have a Tables of Peace opportunity, and this one's a special one. You may not have known this, but Peace gives, and I think I don't like to brag about it, but it's important you know this, Peace gives 10% of all of its offerings away to charity and ministry partners. Each year, the budget committee decides the percentages and where those monies go. But on this particular evening, Wednesday, October 23rd, we're allowing our groups to have discussion about which of those ministry partners they'd like to see highlighted more, or you have an idea of where some of our offerings could go. You'll have a blank to fill that in. That's pretty powerful. You have engagement. You have a power to share where you'd like that to go. Those papers then will go to the budget committee, and they'll take that as a factor in the decision that they make. So again, that's a big thing that's happening. I share all that, those big events, because I will not be here for any of them. Alicia and I and the kids, we're going to Chicago and to Southern Michigan for a family wedding. And so we're going to be gone on Thursday, October 17th to Thursday, October 24th. So hopefully people heard that the microphone's going in and out. Just a note about that. And if you have a need for a pastoral visit or pastoral connection, please connect with Vicar Dollar or one of our elders here at Peace as well during the time that I'm away. Other announcements to share this morning, I will figure this thing out right now. Janie?
I have several little blurbs here. First of all, we have the postcards printed, all ready to go. They're in the center of the North X. Pick up a few of these, please. Pass them out when you're out and about. Say, hey, we're having a bazaar. How about coming? Here's what we're all about. Also, last week we discussed the long insert card. If you weren't here, they're also available in the North X as well. Lots of information on here. Most importantly are the dates. Pieces by Peace is our last meeting tomorrow here in the Fellowship Hall. Anybody wants to come and help out with a hand project, welcome to come. The quilt raffle is continuing, and I will have tickets available for that in the Fellowship Hall as after church. Anna is taking over the cookie list for the day, or a couple weeks maybe. She is center back there, and she also will be available for you to sign up for the cookies and to help out there. I also have my sign-up sheets, lots to do, so we need lots of help. And finally, the items for the baskets are due now. Now through the 27th, please. Takes lots of time and effort to get these put together, and they can't do it without the goods. Thank you very much.
So, Pastor mentioned about the blood drive on Friday. If you can, and if you would like to, check your online and sign up. I'm not sure if the sign-up sheet is full, but what we would really love to have, and what the wonderful people who come and donate, really, really like to eat, homemade cookies. So, if anybody would like to bring a dozen or two, drop them off Friday morning. Everybody loves homemade cookies. Thank you.
We do love cookies, and I think we got the microphone figured out. Thank you, Jonathan and Oscar, for helping me out here. One note about our worship here this morning, that's a change in what we have in the bulletin. Our final hymn is not going to be "O God, Our Help in Ages Past." It's going to be hymn number 557, "Let All Things Now Living." Hymn number 557, and the projection will have it correct, but you can open your hymnals too. That's the final hymn, is 557. I think that does it for our announcements. Let's begin by calling on God to be here with us and lead us in our worship today.